Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Stan Rojek. Batting second. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chesnes. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Chesnes. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Chesnes covering, for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Gustin trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Chesnes covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Hopp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chesnes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chesnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chesnes hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojek. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Rojek steals second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gustine hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hop moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen bunts towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Murdaugh covering, for the out. Kerr moves to third. Lark moves to second. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Murtaugh reaches second base with a double. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murtaugh moves to third. One out. Bob Chesnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chesnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Chesnes strikes out. Two outs. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chesnes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chesnes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hop hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lark takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chesnes fields it and throws to third for the out. Lark moves to second. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Walker pinch hits for Kirby Higbee. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Clint Hartung now pitching. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Vic Lombardi now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 3, Pirates, 3. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Queen now pitching. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Jack Lark. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing third base. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murtaugh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman who is chasing the ball. Fitzgerald reaches third base with a triple. Max West pinch hits for Mel Queen. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Grady Wilson pinch runs for Max West. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rojek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. Wilson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.